420 in Vegas, I got some cushy tryna slide. 420 in Vegas, I'm with my partners getting high. 420 in Vegas. 420 in Vegas. Yeah. 420 in Vegas, I got some cushy tryna slide. 420 in Vegas, I'm with my partners getting high. 420 in Vegas. 420 in Vegas. Yeah. Just let the plug, finna pin my brother up. Just got a smoking, finna roll another one. Put some wax in my blunt, man, that shit had me stuck. And my eyes hella low, cause I stay high.
This is the 420 in Vegas podcast. I'm your host, Vegas Zay, with my co-host, Chris.
Yeah.
My brother, Ray Sun.
What's happening?
This is episode 87, and we are smoking on a blend of Hulk Hogan garlic cookies at 31% THC.
What he be like? Oh, what he's gonna be like? Oh, brother. What he be saying?
With some medicine cap junkie shatter that's 82% THC, all of that from Planet 13, mixed with the usual crumble from Saltwater and Key from EJ Burney, and rolled up into some motherfucking joints that'll knock your motherfucking socks off.
Shout out EJ Burney. I ran into him yesterday at the park.
Did you?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, we had a little conversation. I had the kids at the park, and he was just strolling through there, Dolo Pacino.
That's what's up.
We looked at each other. I was like,
hey.
Burney? Yes. So, yeah.
That's what's up. Burney, look, in the streets.
In the streets.
That's what's up. Shout out. Guys, I love Reddit. And I found a thing that I forgot to read to y'all last week. So can I read it?
Go ahead.
Okay, so here's the title. Am I wrong for ending a 20-year marriage because I learned my wife cheated on me while we were dating?
No, hell no, he ain't wrong.
He not wrong?
No.
She cheated on while they were dating?
While they were dating or while they were married?
While they were dating. Okay, so his wife is 44, he's 43, they've been married for 20 years. They started dating in high school when he was a junior and she was a senior. They were long distance for the first 2 years of college while he was still in high school and did 1 year at community college. Then he went to the college in the same city for a year, and they have lived together since. They got married the summer after he graduated college. Marriage is great, but he initiated a divorce after he discovered that she was sleeping with multiple other men for the 2 years that they were long distance. Just after Christmas, we got together with...
Oh, yeah, you can't trust that bitch.
My man, bitch.
Just after Christmas, we got together with a few friends of hers from college to catch up, having dinner, hanging out. We talked about a lot of stuff. And my wife mentioned that we met in high school. Not that we dated, that we just met. Her old college roommate commented that it was crazy that we met in high school, had a few wild years in college, and then ended up together. I played along and commented that I didn't know if my wife was as crazy as I was. The roommate started to tell a story, but my wife cut her off and said she was uncomfortable with it. I sensed something was up, so I said that we actually started dating in high school and we were together for my wife's entire time at college. All of my wife's friends got real quiet and the rest of the dinner was awkward. On the way out, one of her other roommates took me aside and said I should have an honest conversation with her about what happened at college. I asked my wife on the way home and she kind of blew me off. I told her it was important that she was honest with me, and again, she said it wasn't important. When we got home, I told her I was going to stay at my brother's house until she was ready to talk about what happened in college.
She must have been getting plowed.
the next day, trains
ran on her and shit.
The next day, she came over and admitted she was sleeping with several men during her first 2 years at college. She said she didn't consider it to be a big deal at the time because we were long distance and she didn't think a high school romance would last. I pressed for more details and she said it was at least 10 different men.
Including, that means it's probably
20. Yeah. Several is just, don't use that word if it's like more than 10. Several is like 3 to 5 to me.
It's a whole lot still.
It is a lot. At least 10 different men, including at least 3 guys she introduced me to as friends when I came to visit on weekends.
Oh, bitch.
And 1 guy she was still in contact with. I told her that I wanted a divorce and would be starting the paperwork as soon as I could.
Yeah, man. Yeah, get as far away from that bitch as possible.
Rest of you, the breadwinner, too. Her family
and most of my family is telling me I shouldn't throw away my marriage over a few mistakes. I've stood on by my belief that cheating on me with multiple men for years is unacceptable, no matter when it happened. And the fact that she continued to maintain relationships with these guys right in front of me was an unacceptable amount of disrespect. They have 2 children, but they're 19 and 17. And I believe they will understand why I need to end the marriage. Am I wrong for leaving? I feel like I'm going crazy with the amount of people telling me to overlook years of infidelity and decades of lies. Am I the asshole?
I don't know if he should leave realistically because it's just fucked up. That's some fucked
up. It's very fucked up, and she definitely should have told him.
Yeah, like, just say you was a hoe in motherfucking high school.
Yeah. All right, bitch. Hey, right. When I went to college, I was wilding for a little bit. So now that we, yeah, like, maybe.
What the fuck you mean you was wilding? We were together in college.
Right.
But you wasn't. Right. You wasn't there. But I, because there was a point where he says that he moved to the same city that she was going to college to and went to another college. So, like, wouldn't that have been the time to tell?
Yeah.
Because that's clearly the time that she stopped, right?
I mean, so here goes the question. Do y'all tell y'all partners
all everything?
All your sleep around habits?
Not every. Wait, why you say sleep around habits?
I mean, but if we're going to run into the bitch, like, I'll tell about the ones in the city.
Yeah.
Here
like,
in Vegas.
Like, if, yeah.
Yeah, but that's not through just regular conversation. Like, all right, babe. You know
what I'm Like if we see the bitch somewhere and I'll be like, okay.
Oh, see, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, me neither.
I'm not going to see a nigga and be like, oh, yeah. And honestly, don't come up to me.
Whoever's listening, don't come up to me.
Females
come up, give niggas hugs and shit. And be like, hey, see you in a while. But if a nigga come up, you like,
nah.
Hold up, nigga.
Yeah, right. Because then there's like, yeah.
But if they do, I would.
If I'm asked, yeah, then I'll be like, sure. Like, yeah, or whatever happened. Like,
and
you know.
They come up and say, yeah, we used to call it cola.
Oh, whoa.
I gotta figure out these new things.
It's a car, soup cooler. Leaning, but this one ain't leaning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Soup cooler.
No, but yeah, I don't know. I don't know when the appropriate time is to tell somebody something after you already lied about. Or not. Is it a lie if it's being withheld?
Yeah. Lie by omission. Yeah, it's a lie.
That's what I say.
Still a lie.
Some people say that it's not a lie if it was never brought up.
Shit.
And I don't know if I feel like that, because I don't know.
Nah, it's not a lie if it's never brought up.
It's not a lie if it's never brought up?
No.
So, okay, so if something happened,
now,
right?
If it's asked, then, but if it's not asked, why you got to bring up some shit? Yeah, babe, I used to fuck like 75 bitches. Before I met you, and two after we kind of were dating a little bit.
I ain't gonna lie. Tell you the truth, man. I'm too high to focus on that shit. I've been smoking all day.
What you want to talk about, then?
No, I'm no, I didn't. My input is limited because I'm just like, fuck the bitch. So I really can't say much more than that. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, but do you leave 20 years, a 20-year marriage because of some shit that happened at least over a decade ago?
No, you don't leave.
He already not happy if he's willing to leave a bitch over that. Yeah. He's already looking for that.
You better get some hall passes or something.
Since they've been physically together, and they've even been in the same city, from what he described, I don't see that there was anything wrong. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, she seemed faithful.
When you ask a nigga questions like that on the internet, you already know the answer. You just want motherfuckers to validate it for you. Go ahead and leave a bitch.
Okay.
Yeah, you're still a young man. 43, you can pull plenty of hoes at 43 years old and start your life over with a bitch that ain't lied to you from the beginning.
She ain't. Okay. There was a moment of memory lapse where she forgot to tell him something. But that's a lot.
Yeah. I forgot to tell you that I fucked 10 niggas in college.
Yeah, 10 niggas. Like, it's different if, like.
And if she admitted to 10, then she really fucked probably like 43 of them niggas.
Dang.
The whole fucking college basketball team or some shit.
What's the math on that? But,
like dog age.
Right. 10 niggas round to the nearest 100th.
Yeah. 10 niggas is probably 17.
That, oh, man. That's a lot, though. Like, it would be different.
Niggas a lot for what?
That feels like a lot.
For high school or for like 40, for a 43 year old woman?
College.
Well, okay, this is freshman and sophomore year that she fucked 10 niggas in eight semesters.
I mean, when you look at it,
she got friendly pussy.
Some way you can look at it, that's a lot of pipe, and other ways you can look at it, that's not a lot of pipe.
Well, it might be a lot of money.
It's a lot of pipe when you got a nigga somewhere.
Yeah, it
would have been different if it was like, oh, like it was a one drunk night and she fucked up.
Yeah,
but like you
fucked every nigga that liked
for
you.
Niggas. Like,
yeah, you fucked every nigga tried.
Right.
So yeah, I mean, I don't know if I agree with him about the divorce thing, but I just feel like if I was a dude and somebody did this to me, or you know, I guess if it happened to me in the state, you know, now, but like I would just like. I don't know. I just feel like I would just like torture you.
Yeah.
Not torture you, but just like make you feel like shit.
Yeah.
until I got tired of that.
Yeah, I figured divorce might be a little strong after.
Yeah, it's a little strong. 20 years.
But you just pissed the fuck off.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, real pissed off.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. But anyway.
I say 43 ain't too old to start over, though.
Yeah. All right. I saw that last week. So I wanted to read it to y'all. I like, that's like one of my favorite Reddits. Am I the asshole? So sometimes I find stuff.
Just do that shit to Bron.
Say what?
You just give him the bounce pass, alley-oop.
Who did?
Paul Pierce.
Paul Pierce to LeBron.
Paul Pierce is retired for years.
Not Paul Pierce, motherfucker. No.
I was like, Paul Pierce is out there?
Nigga for the Clippers, he broke his leg.
I ain't really picking this nigga shit. Kevin Durant is ball, ball head. Right,
who just shot the ball?
In Durant?
Okay, back to the show.
Anyway.
This is the show. We talk sports. This is on TV.
Why don't Kevin Durant just like get rid of his hair?
The same reason
LeBron won't. But this is worse. Yeah. Like I can see it clear from here. Like
Karl Malone, they from the school of Karl Malone.
Never letting it go.
Right.
Anyway, how was your
Clyde
week, Ray?
Clyde the Glide Drexler. I think I got beef with another motherfucking.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
What are you be doing out here? Like
this nigga wanted me to listen to his album, and I told him I'd listen to it for some reasons.
Wait.
And after that, he called somebody about me, and they called me and was like, "Yeah, this nigga just called me about yeah." And then last night I found out he called another motherfucker. I'm like, okay.
Because he wanted you to play his music on the show?
No. He ain't say nothing about that. He
just listening to it.
His new album that came out.
Okay. Are you a fan of him previously?
Yeah, we was cool. So I hit him up. I was like, damn, you want me to listen to your album? It's a deeper story. But.
Okay.
So the nigga had a listening party. And
the one you missed?
No, wasn't invited to, but I've seen a whole bunch of other motherfuckers.
And
I was like, damn, it seemed like we cool, we ain't had no problems.
Why you didn't
At least
invite
I didn't know.
Uh-huh.
But I've seen a whole bunch of other motherfuckers I know, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And even in media.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the media shit is crazy because never thought that we'd be saying we fucking media. We just wanted mm-hmm. to have a fun, dope show, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But, so we weren't invited. Not saying motherfuckers got to invite us to their shit, but you would seem like you'd want us to come and talk about your shit. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Get footage of it. Put mm-hmm. it out there.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, damn, we ain't come to your shit. You know what I'm saying? I feel like you got like a small issue. This is what I said to him.
This is before or after?
This is before. This is after the listening party. This is
before he asked you personally to listen to it.
No, he asked me to listen to it like twice. And then third time, he's like, I guess not. So then I was like, well, this is why I ain't listen to it.
How do you know you ain't listen to it?
Because he kept saying, get my motherfucking album. You know what I'm saying? Have you?
Why didn't you listen to it?
I'm telling you the reason.
Oh, I'll play
that. But I'm just confused at how he would even fucking know. Like,
no, because I guess he was like, guess not. And then I was, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, you were just supposed to respond like, okay, I will, or
okay,
sure.
I will, or
okay,
I did.
Anyway, so, okay, go ahead.
So his next thing was, he sent it to me twice.
Mm-hmm.
Did you listen to it yet? And then I didn't respond. Mm. So like you said, they had a listening party, whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't invite us. Now, I'm not saying we have to be invited to everybody's listening shit. You know what I'm saying? But if you in this city and you kind of want to, you think you wouldn't want to invite us to.
I mean, all of y'all.
To do what we do. And we've been
you, Skinny, like all of y'all.
Right.
All of y'all should be there.
Right. And we've been on a good accord with the cat. Like, I ain't mm-hmm. never knew we had no problems.
Mm-hmm.
So I see clips of motherfuckers. I know all that. So I was like, mm-hmm. damn. So I told him, it's a little disingenuous
mm-hmm.
that you want me to listen to your album and buy your album. You could just call a nigga and come to your listening party, and then we could have supported like we do.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, say less. And okay. after that, somebody called me and was like, yo, this nigga just called me about you. And then last night, I'm at the Nims concert, which was a dope-ass concert. Y'all know Nims? The white boy, Don't Disrespect Me
Mm-mm.
from New York.
Mm-mm.
I had to show him D.
Okay.
But he's rapping. Dope-ass concert, though. And then somebody's like, yo, let me holler at you out there. Mm-hmm. He's like, yo, you got a problem with such and such? He called. And I was like, this nigga didn't call two people instead of just having a conversation with me.
To say what?
Yeah, to say what? I mean, so, damn. First person he called, he mm-hmm. was like, damn, why? So he's like, I didn't invite no men to the party. I invited all women.
Was it all women at the party?
Nah. The pictures of the party is up.
Of niggas.
Four motherfuckers I know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But it's not the point. I'm not salty that we didn't go to the party. We missed
all. Is he an R&B singer?
Nah, I'm a fucking rapper.
Fuck you, inviting just bitches. Anyway, go ahead.
Right. Right. So I'm like, first of all, the nigga lied about that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just weird. It's just a weird situation. Because I don't have no problem with him. I'm just like, you know, I didn't listen to your shit. This is why I didn't listen to it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. And the reason why was because you could have just invited us to the listening party?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm high, so I'm trying to get the timeline together. Okay.
You ain't listening to it because you didn't get invited to the listening party.
So definitely. So the party happened before he asked you to listen to it.
That's
what I'm missing.
Yeah, the party happened.
So the party happened first, and then he's in the DMs like, hey, listen to my shit. Yep. And you like, well, I don't want to because you could just have me listen to it when everybody else is listening to it.
I get that, but I thought part of y'all thing was listening to all the local rappers do shit.
We do.
So why didn't you listen to this?
So in between there, in between the listening party and him asking, Slim posted his album in our story, in the Fifth Element Hip Hop story.
Okay.
So I think he seen that and was like, damn, maybe I should have invited him. They fucking with me.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Maybe I should have invited him. So it's just weird. I'm going to let you see how it went. You can tell by this little timeline right here.
So was he calling people for like a time and a play? Like what's happening?
Nah. It's just weird that you even calling niggas.
Yeah, like you
me,
calling you know niggas on me. Like
right.
That's weird.
It's weird as shit. But it's funny.
You fucking squash one beef.
Yeah. What the fuck going on here? What the fuck is going on?
My week was a whole lot less uneventful.
I went to a concert though last night. The shit was dope as hell. Local artist, and then the cat Nims.
Mm-hmm.
That's my LA artist. But the shit was hella dope. Y'all make sure y'all check out Nims. Just look at his shit.
N-I-M-S?
N-E-M-S.
N-E-M-S.
He's just funny ass comedian a little bit, but then he raps also.
Okay.
Why can't I get my fucking...
That
was my week. Well, I'm going to show y'all this too, just so...
Yeah. Is it my turn?
Sure.
What happened? Like, it's Valentine's Day?
Yeah, my bad.
You good.
Fucked up the floor.
It's Valentine's Day.
Hold on real quick. Look at this right here.
Okay, hold on. So just... All right.
You see the timeline of events.
Right here, right? Or keep going.
Okay, right there. That's weird as fuck right there. What up, pimp?
Okay.
So I said, Peace King. Why you call me pimp? That ain't even... You know, we wouldn't even talk like that.
Okay.
So right here. This is us. We having regular conversation.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
In the show like I usually do. Mm-hmm.
New album. And this is not the invite. This is
no,
you...
No, there ain't no invite.
This is you paying to listen to it.
Right.
Got it.
Then he hit me with that. And then I hit him with that.
And he sent it again.
Then he sent it again.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, folks come out and listen to the album. Don't know why you wouldn't want the fit there. So I figured you got some small issue. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. A little disingenuous that you want me to listen to now. Say less. And then you start calling people.
You start calling.
Okay. Well.
Ain't that weird?
So, like.
Like, why you even got to call niggas? Why don't you call me and be like, nah, this is the situation. Why not? And tell me the lie you told another nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Why aren't we just releasing our stuff on like regular platforms? Like,
no, ain't nothing wrong with that. That's dope that he's trying to get paid for it. You know what I'm saying? Nothing wrong with that, and I don't mind paying that for it.
Oh,
but
sure.
It's just, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't know.
You have people to pay to listen to it.
Well, it's a minimum donation.
Yeah, you can
to download it basically.
You can pay $1 for it. So it's not, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I guess so.
Like I'll play the game with you. You know what I'm saying? And we can have a motherfucking conversation about it, whatever. But.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
Yeah, 100,000 people to download that motherfucker for $1.
Motherfucking right.
Is the minimum $1? Or can you put a quarter on that?
Minimum's $1.
I put a quarter on that motherfucker. No. A dime on that hoe.
It's so stupid.
I would have paid a couple more dollars than $1.
I keep people feel like.
I'm not on no weirdo shit, and that's just weirdo shit. You know what I'm saying?
As a creator, like, we can understand, like, people being, like, you know, feeling a way about their stuff, right?
Right.
About their music and wanting to support and stuff like that. But also, I think that the music scene out here, like, it's growing. Like, and this is, like, even in the time that, like, I've, like, known, like, Views. And then, like, and then when Skinny branched off, and then, like, knowing you. It's gotten a lot larger, but it honestly is still very, all y'all niggas know each other. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
And it's just like, why not invite everybody?
Yeah. I don't even care.
Just like he's sending out this like copy and paste, like listen to my album shit. He could have did that to all of y'all.
Yeah, but some people want to have, you know, you can invite who you want to invite who, but it makes sense. It makes 100% sense to invite somebody that you don't have a problem with. We ain't got no problems.
No problem, and has a platform that can get people to, more people to listen to your music.
And he's been on our platform, and he's been on our lives that we've done away from the show. We just jumping on live and bringing people in.
I don't understand.
So yeah, that's what I'm like. So maybe I said maybe I'm wrong. Maybe, you know, it's like issue, nigga. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Why he lying that it was only girls there when he clearly had footage and clearly it don't matter.
Hey, I don't want to keep showing shit because it's gonna it's dumb.
Yeah. But yeah.
That was my week, man. That okay. was my week.
Well, I'm sorry.
Ho ass nigga, man.
How was your Valentine's?
It was dope. Cool. We just chilled with the family and the kids.
That's good.
Got everybody some little balloons and whatnot, aww, some flowers.
Cute. But yeah, I didn't really do anything. I worked, and then I took my kids out yesterday for a late Valentine's date. We went to that new food hall on Durango and Spring Mountain, where it's got, like, they have, like, a curry place in there and a taco joint, and they got an all-you-can-eat sushi place in there and, like, a Korean street food place and then a fucking, like, Korean, like, dessert place. It's pretty cool in there. It's cute and clean and it was nice, but yeah, that's all I really did. I so three bartenders, right?
Okay,
the one that trained me is the only other girl. She really has a problem, and I don't know what to do. I mean, it doesn't matter to me, but like, she's just like, I don't know, she stopped talking to us like when she comes in to like swap the shifts or whatever. Like, she doesn't speak, like, she doesn't clean up after herself, like, and her boyfriend, I don't know if I told y'all, but her boyfriend is one of the managers.
I think you did.
And there was an issue with the way that she left the bar on Friday, and I just wasn't having it, and I told one of the other managers, so then he went to go tell her boyfriend, and her boyfriend was like, I'll talk to her. She's been having a bad week. Like, like, I don't give a fuck about that.
Right.
She always has an attitude. Like, it's always something wrong. Like, okay, so yes, the Friday, I'm just going to tell y'all, it's really stupid and whatever. But Friday, I guess it was a busy morning, which is fine. But we all have a responsibility to like leave the bar in some decent shape, and she chose not to, and I chose not to clean up after her, because right. A lot of times, just to get my shift going, I'll just do whatever I got to do so I can. I have to basically end her shift before I can start mine. Right. But Friday, I just wasn't really feeling it. I wasn't really feeling too good, and I just didn't. And I let our GM come back because he comes in the back of the bar to say good night or whatever. And he came back there. He was like, what the fuck? And I was like,
yeah,
not me.
Once, like, you leave nachos and shit out on the tables.
Well, we don't have food, but it's like, so like the trash was falling over. So it'll be like fruit pieces, right, like just bar trash.
Right.
And instead of her taking the, when she went to change the bag, she let all the stuff off the top fall on the floor.
Oh,
and then
God,
she chose
damn.
Not to, and then she didn't pick it up.
Right.
And it was like kind of, it's right in the workspace, so I had to kind of like step over it. But I was like, I'll, this is how petty I'm gonna be. I'm gonna step over it until somebody else see it. And I didn't have to clean it up because I wasn't gonna clean it up.
Right.
But and she left it there. And then when I asked her, because she was doing other stuff, and then I was like, hey, and I try to keep my tone really level with her because she's really snappy, and I'm just waiting on her to snap at me so I could just really go off. So I kept my tone pretty level, and I was just like, hey, are you going to get, I was like, hey, are you coming back for this? And she literally picked up her tips, clocked out, and walked out. She didn't say nothing to me. She didn't like, she barely like looked over her shoulder, and I was like, okay, right, that's fine.
Called you a nigger under her.
Basically.
Yeah. Whole ass nigga.
I'm starting to
clean
see
that shit
I'm
up, whole ass
basically, and I was like, yeah. And right. So I was like, not doing that, because right. It's like, it's one thing for me to fix the bar to my comfortability when it's my turn to start my shift, but bitch, I'm not your fucking slave or your fucking maid,
right.
And you're 4'11", and I will stomp you out.
You're Dubois.
I'm not doing that. And right. She, and it's not just me. She does this to the Brian, my
she's just a
bartender.
Lazy bitch dude.
She is awful, and I'm terrified to see what her kitchen looks like.
Right.
But yeah, she's just, I don't know what her fucking issue is, but I now know why me and Brian just got hired in September and why she's the only bartender that was that still left and everybody else is gone. Cause she's run, she tries to run people off.
And she's the girlfriend of the,
and she's the girlfriend of the manager. And so she kind of just, she don't really get,
he just gave her ass a job.
She got the job. They met at the job.
Okay.
So,
okay.
But people choose to not say stuff directly to her. Like, I don't know why they scared her. She's literally the smallest girl. She's little as fuck. Like, I don't know why people be so scared of her, but people don't say stuff to her. They say stuff to her boyfriend, and then her boyfriend just go behind the scenes and fix it instead of like making her change her behavior.
Right, that's what he's
but
doing
she's
right
too
now.
Old, and she needs to stop it. And she's not gonna run me off, and I'm not gonna let her run Brian off.
Right.
And at best case, we'll get her the fuck up out of there.
Damn. See, look, we got drama.
Like our, I'm just
our
not.
Been, our week been dramified.
I just give people energy that they give right. to me. Like. And what it is, what really pisses me off is that when it's our turn to leave the bar for her, we always make sure that it is like basically re-cleaned for the day, like everything. And she doesn't give us the same respect. And I'm starting to kind of get fucking pissed about it. So I finally, after all this time, told my GM about it. And I was like, I don't really know what her fucking issue is, but she's not about to run me up out of here.
Right.
So I don't know, like, and I've met a bartender that she ran up out of there, and it's because of her attitude and like her just doing whatever the fuck she wants.
Right.
But I'm not. She's not gonna do that to me.
Right. I feel you. 100%.
I'll take your shifts before I leave. Like, I'm not doing that. And she's supposed to be like training to be a pilot, and I cannot wait.
Oh,
for that bitch to get in the air. I've never rooted for somebody's dream so hard, because that's how bad. I never want to see this hoe again. Like, right. Tell me what airline you are. You drive on. I couldn't even imagine somebody with that kind of temperament to be driving a fucking airplane. She 4'11", and you know how little people are.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about like actual little people. I'm talking about short men and short women complex.
There's a height requirement to be a pilot, though.
Well, she's already in school, so apparently not. She gonna sit on some phone books.
Damn.
Whatever the case is, I can't wait for her to do that shit. Like, I will come to your graduation. That's right. How bad I want you to get your wings, huh?
I'm seeing more and more little people out, though.
Like actual little people?
Yeah, like, yeah.
Midget. I wasn't talking about them. I was talking
like
about.
You see on TV?
Midgets?
Yeah. You're not the one you see on. Don't say midgets. Yeah.
What do you mean then?
I'm
like
not.
Dwarf, midget,
I don't even know.
Like
what yeah.
Dwarfs?
Yeah, the little motherfuckers. Mm-hmm.
Like well proportioned but tiny type shit?
You talking about like them fine female ones?
Yeah.
Them yeah. big boogies and them bow legs.
Nah. them ain't. That's something else, though.
What you mean?
I don't know.
People, them bitches is little
yeah,
people.
Yeah,
what you mean?
Them,
that's something
them,
else.
Them special ones. Like, them motherfuckers be pretty little mother that you don't know that's the pervert in you or what. Like,
she come to your kneecap.
Yeah. This is a perversion. The like
grown
these
women,
little motherfuckers.
Grown women, right. though. You know what I'm saying? When you supposed to discriminate? You ain't supposed to be an ableist or whatever the fuck it's called.
But do you like the woman or do you like just the littleness of the motherfucker?
I don't know, but something about that bitch is bad. What I saw on Twitter, man, was bad than a motherfucker. I was like, oh, bitch.
Yeah, see, that's the line, right?
I was like, you got something special,
bitch. Because if it's...
Right.
I'm not sure what it is. There's something special about your ass.
You're right.
No, shit. I seen some of them little motherfuckers on TikTok. Shit. Like, hell yeah, bitch. I try. I take that little motherfucker for a spin. Literally.
I cannot.
Spin that over like a top.
But that is the line. Like, you gotta, like, see, like, because if it's because she's little, that's kind of, that's off a little,
okay,
right?
Okay.
No, because.
Do y'all see sexiness in the little. Dwarf men.
No.
I don't see hella muscled up though.
Listen, a nigga 5'3 ain't sexy to me. Like,
yeah, this is different. These niggas is like 4'8.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, it like a nigga got to be like so tall for
see,
me. 5'3
is a midget. That's like Gary Coleman. These other niggas, it's like Webster.
Nigga 5'3 is not a midget. Who 5'3? Okay, wait, hold on. So fucking
Tory Lanez and shit, right?
Fucking 5'6 is like what? Spud Webb?
I guess, but yeah. That's the normal. That's normal. You start getting up
nigga,
under
that's...
You start getting up under 5'6. Like, damn, nigga.
What you doing down there?
I'm not even looking down there.
Nigga 5'2 walk up to you.
You know, hey.
There's this motherfucker at my job. He's probably about four something, right? Right. And the first time I saw the motherfucker, he's not a midget though. He's just a little ass nigga, as a motherfucker. But like, I saw the motherfucker. And all I was thinking was like, God damn, I know that nigga saves so much money on clothes. and the fly shit never sells out in his size.
Right, never.
Every motherfucking Walmart, he got all the good shit. Same shit you get in your 12-year-old.
Right. No,
shaking the little pants.
Nah, this nigga, hey, it was a nigga too. This nigga dressed fly.
It's me imagining washing my little midget nigga's clothes though. Like,
this nigga dressed fly as fuck though. He looked like a little Build-A-Bear. Every time I see him, he had on like back then, like a couple years ago, he used to have on the True Legend jeans and shit and like nice loafers and shit. I'm like, damn, nigga, that shit didn't cost you nothing. little boy section.
$75.
Right.
That shit, for the whole fit. Oh my goodness.
Damn. But my bad thing.
No, I mean, that's it.
I didn't have no drama. I didn't want to fight nobody. No niggas wanted to make me listen to their music. No niggas tried to force me to buy no shit. I just went to work, came home, went to sleep. That was it. I'm on a 4-day weekend. I'm off tomorrow, so that's cool. What's tomorrow? President's Day or some shit? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm going to look for a table tomorrow at this President's Day sale.
Yeah.
Good timing. Send us a picture of it. Of what? When you see, you going to look out, you going to a furniture store or something.
Yeah. Drop it in the
group chat. Yeah, drop it in and take pictures.
He's like, I don't give a fuck if y'all like the table. Right. I'm about to
just let us see it. Just see it when you come over this motherfucker next Sunday, nigga.
Let us have some pick on the table.
Give us a this one or that one.
Vegas table.
My living room table, nigga.
Give us a this or that.
Can we write on it? And, all that shit, you know,
and on the bottom?
I'm right. Thinking about getting a separate table, actually, for this. Because something that I can attach these two and just leave it there and just bring it out when I need to. Mm. I mean, bring it out every Sunday.
Wheels on that bitch.
Nah, nothing with no motherfucking wheels on it, but something... Something like this. I think something round, but smaller than it, or compact. Yes. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, no, I just had a regular fucking week, man. That's good. I'm a working nigga.
What does Jay have on?
Jennifer
Hudson, guys.
Abbott Elementary came back.
Yeah. What the fuck is up with Janine working for the fucking school district?
I ain't seen it yet. I ain't seen that one episode yet.
Sorry.
I just know it came back.
Damn, I thought you was ready to talk about it.
I was going to watch it tonight, actually.
Mm. Okay, I'll be quiet. It's two now, right?
After All-Star, yeah, I think two or three.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of All-Star, basketball, y'all, is kind of getting boring for me. And I think that it has a lot to do with the high scoring. Like, I just remember when, like, 100 points was like, damn, like, and now niggas is getting, like, making, like, 300-plus combined points. Like, that's just insane. Like, I feel like I'm watching 2K, and I don't know.
First part of the season is always boring. I start paying attention at the playoffs. Really.
I start paying attention after the year starts, now. After football season, after the Super Bowl and shit. Then I start getting...
Look at that white nigga.
Because college football and NFL keeps me going through football season, sports-wise. I don't need to watch the basketball that does come on during that time.
I lightly pay attention unless it's just a good-ass game.
But now I'm in... I was looking today at the Lakers tickets and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Jennifer Hudson is another cheating ass bitch.
You ever seen LeBron play?
Yeah, she cheated on her wrestling husband.
The nigga from New York.
David Otunga.
From I Love New York.
Yep.
Yeah, she cheated on him?
Yeah.
I mean, well, she with Common now, and we all know Common can't keep a relationship. I don't know if it's them or
him. Common will keep a bitch for a couple of years, but then it'll...
And then he get rid of them.
I was surprised he got with Jennifer Hudson, though. That's like...
I mean, they relate about Harold's and Mild Sauce.
Better than Tiffany Haddish.
That's what it is.
You said she better than Tiffany Haddish?
I cannot believe.
That's when I knew that nigga he'll fuck anything.
Like, seriously.
And claim it. And claim it. Right.
Ooh,
what y'all think about them old hoes like Amber Rose and Drea? Fuck around with these young 21, 22-year-old
NBA. Well, they said that CJ just gave Amber a ride home.
Okay. Because
her ride left. So then everybody's over-speculating.
What about Drea?
Who's she dating?
I don't know. They said she might be pregnant by one of the little 21-year-old niggas.
Yeah, she said she was pregnant.
I don't know. They said she might be pregnant by the nigga that's younger than her son.
Same yeah, age, I was going to say. Because
21.
I'm about to say her son grown, ain't he?
Yeah, 21. So they both 21.
Still, nah, bitch, come on.
But
then they say that them hoes have to go for them young niggas because niggas they age ain't trying to wipe them bitches up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but
niggas they age and already ran through them. And they niggas there, the 40-year-old niggas are getting them 20-year-old bitches now. They don't want the Dreas and the fucking Amber Roses. Let them young niggas have them. And them young niggas grew up with them bitches on their fucking poster on the wall. Like, man, if I ever get money, I'm going to fuck Drea.
And they would have fucked Pam Greer. Pam Greer old ass. Yeah.
What's the name? Dating Cher?
I don't blame the nigga. Yeah. He should be.
Same shit. He just can't get Cher ass pregnant. But he damn sure trying.
No, she can't take too much dick at her age. Cher's 70-something years old. I don't think they fucking like that. I just think it's the companionship is all she wants. A little bit of kissing, maybe. But nah.
So I snuggle up with... I wouldn't even snuggle up with a 70-year-old right
cold
now.
Cold-ass bitch like a vampire in bed.
She smell like icy hot and shit.
Cold-ass skin and shit. Like
Metamucil.
Cold-ass skin like some motherfucking parchment paper and shit.
That's good for 70 to 70.
And it's white skin, so it's real
not
crinkly.
Not 70 to a 34-year-old. He got to be in that bed. Like, God damn, buddy.
I'm tucking your ass in at 7:30 p.m. Take your teeth out, put them on the glass. Right. No, them teeth is good. She got them shit nailed in good.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. Damn.
I hope it's worth it. It's got to be worth it, though. I mean,
no, for them, you would think, okay, they're getting older. But they say she is pregnant by a younger man. That means she's going to get child support for, you know what I'm saying, another 18 years.
Until she's 60. Yeah.
But, like, why you want to get a bitch like your mama age pregnant?
You don't. Them little young, hungry, horny niggas, they this bitch been on my motherfucking wall for 14 years.
Yeah. But now you about to have a bitch acting like your mama and also having your baby. Like, I mean, I'm not saying that that's... automatically, but come
niggas,
on.
Drea did that to him.
These niggas are $100 million niggas, though.
Yeah.
NBA niggas. So,
or I'm saying Drea, but whoever, she knew what she was doing. He probably she was like, nah.
Yeah.
She probably clenched the motherfucking cheeks, pulled the rubber off the nigga, and every motherfucking thing.
You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
Gave him that old nutty meat.
Yeah, she probably went and got a condom out the motherfucking bathroom.
Probably. Bitch with a turkey baster. That motherfucker with a leg on the sink. Intimidating her motherfucking self.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Drea like, fine enough for a nigga to just have come in her.
Hell yeah. That's what he did.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Two or three times.
Y'all got Drea digging in the trash.
Drea probably gave that nigga like some kind of like cocktail with
elixir.
Half a Viagra mixed with a tequila shot.
He couldn't move his arms fast enough to move her off.
He was fucking all night.
We said, what's his name? Ocho Cinco said he was taking the motherfucker half a Viagra before a game.
Yeah, nigga. I can't. I still can't. I'm still not okay about that.
Oh my God.
I'm still not okay about
crazy
that.
Crazy as hell.
That's wild.
Little hoes out there winning.
They got a heart attack.
But what do the young hoes think? I wonder what the young hoes think when they, you know what I'm saying, when they trying to holler at a nigga and he pulled up with Drea. Bitch, you old enough to be her mom and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, they like shit. Drea look good to the motherfuckers.
Drea's still.
You don't think them hoes hating?
Yeah, they hating.
Of course, but what they gonna do?
And Dre and them hating on them young hoes.
Yeah, exactly. Because she got to keep doing stuff and holding stuff in and stuff, and those other girls don't.
Yeah.
Like, it struggles on both ends.
We coming up this generation.
Damn, I could not fucking imagine having a 21-year-old kid and then changing somebody, a nigga diaper next week. Like, that's wild.
I did.
I don't think she's talking about
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You woo, side. And then.
Oh, yeah. I had two kids over in the 20s.
God. Well, I could just. Yeah. And my oldest is about to be 15, and I'm like, never.
But I'm a nigga. I can leave at any time and just leave her stuff.
I can just bounce. We're not going to let you leave, Brooke. He said, honestly, I just go.
That's what niggas do. I'm just going to leave her with my three kids.
Get the fuck she got on it. Out.
Go move down the street.
Right. Go to move to Henderson. Oh, my God.
With a new bitch.
Right. With kids.
Right. With she already got her own kids.
Taking care of her kids.
A Vegas love story.
Oh, shit.
Oh my God. Okay.
I've seen that shit in real life.
I said a Vegas love story.
I've had a stepdaughter.
Yeah.
Like, but I didn't leave my, I moved to a whole nother state, joined the army and some more shit.
Yeah. Look, man. All right, y'all saw Trump release them right. Freedom Fighter, them Freedom Fighter 6.
Them January 6s.
$399 a pair.
It's going to be a bunch of niggas with them.
Motherfuckers, I'm stepping on them hoes.
The Never Surrender High Tops.
It's going to be some niggas with them.
Of course it is. Of course it is.
Charleston White might have a pair of them.
Nah, oh, my God.
Charleston White is Trump supporter.
Is it?
I don't know. I'm just asking.
I don't think so.
GetTrumpSneakers.com.
Yeah, no, he's from the Nigga Nation.
Nigga, they've had to put a... They're sold out.
Yeah, hell yeah.
These motherfuckers ugly. With the big Trump
top. Looks like some shit Apollo Creed would wear to the motherfucking ring.
To go fucking punch a nigga up.
I watched Rocky this morning.
Like, and it's got the number on the inside, so you know how many...
Let's say 45. What's that, Trump?
This 40? One says, yeah, he 45, 6? I don't know. 45.
Yeah.
But if you're a Trump supporter and you're at
these,
that.
These still available for the two.
And you're at that motherfucking hell place. No. $399 ain't shit.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
Nigga, they never surrender. They gonna march on the white.
They gonna climb the fence in the motherfucker.
And they put a strict limit of 3 per customer because apparently niggas was buying.
They gonna wear the motherfuckers to vote.
Trump got when perfume.
It's failed.
$99.
Oh, so we got a new one?
Perfume. Victory 47.
Okay.
Oh, because he wanted to be the 47th president now. Mm, yeah. And then a Victory 47 cologne and perfume for $99.
What does that say about America, man? That this fucking goofball is allowed to run for fucking president.
We are who we thought we were.
Yep. A hot fucking mess. Like we said.
They got a GoFundMe for this motherfucker? Nigga. A fucking GoFundMe.
Nigga, look. If you get this, you get this iced out.
Oh my God, Super Trump.
Super Trump medallion when you buy those no. Never Surrender high tops.
Are you serious? The way you wear those on the side of the shoe?
Yep.
What a fucking.
A superhero charm. With hey. You can put it on the shoe.
I don't know about. I don't think Young Thug getting out of jail.
What happened? Oh, because his fucking
gangbanging ass lawyer.
Like, what the fuck? Like,
lawyer got arrested for fucking gang activity,
nigga.
And reading the shit, it's like she's basically guilty and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, what she's like? What is that?
Okay, local outlet WSB TV confirmed that I can't even see this shit. My vision is blurry. Confirmed that Nicole Fagan had been booked and processed. But that the current Fulton County cyber check is preventing her mugshot from being released.
Free thug.
This nigga. Okay, so it says she's been arrested on gang charges. She was arrested in Gwinnett County and charged with participation in criminal street gang activity and criminal solicitation to commit the offense of tampering with evidence.
Yep.
All they did was like.
So she.
Have you seen?
So she in his gang.
Well, no, they're saying that following an investigation, Atlanta police led that Fagan made direct contact with a suspect in a September 2022 shooting, informing him of an active warrant for his arrest. After learning of the warrant during a court hearing related to the shooting,
they do that every week on like Power.
She told the suspect to get rid of his phone as police were preparing for the arrest.
So she heard it in a court hearing and then went back and told his ass.
They do that shit on Power every week.
Get rid of your phone too, nigga. That I caught it on.
They're coming for you.
Yeah. It sounded like some Power shit, really.
Like
she was warning niggas and shit, like, hey, they're coming for you and shit. Get rid of your
but
phone.
But why is she being charged like a gang member?
Because she was doing illegal shit. In furtherance of their gang activity.
Yeah, real shit.
She was warning the gangbanging niggas to do what she was telling them what was going on and shit. She was betraying the law. Hell, the bitch can't do that. You can do a lot for your clients, but you can't do that. You can't break the law. And when you do, you get arrested. That's a bitch like a mafia lawyer and shit.
I know she's feeling like a failed motherfucking
she got
lawyer
to.
Right now.
Because we was already kind of giggling at her. Anyway,
throw the whole fucking case away.
Nah, they're gonna throw their ass in jail. And from what I've seen, if any of those charges are true, them motherfuckers are right where they fucking belong.
Oh, man, thug.
I know, man.
You responsible for murders and shit? Sorry. Dang. You can have Mariah the Scientist come visit you as much as she motherfucking wants behind them goddamn windows, nigga.
Dang, Mariah, girl. You gonna stick by your man.
Right.
That shit was funny.
Baby. That was funny. She
said, all the shit, TikToks I saw, she's like,
Daddy. Daddy.
Wait,
what? I like when you call me.
I'm your baby.
Am I your baby? Huh? You didn't see the, you didn't see
I
the.
Did. Yeah, I did. Yeah, that shit was crazy.
Dang. I like her.
Yeah, that's crazy. Why
did y'all see Benzino
crying
on the Drink Champs?
Crying.
Oh my.
What happened? No, what happened?
I put the video of it in the TikTok video in the chat, but he was on there drunk as fuck, crying about every video, every interview for the last 22 years, they want to ask me about Eminem. And he was literally just crying and shit, sobbing and shit.
Sobbing.
Like, I don't even hate Eminem, man.
Leaning on the table.
I love everybody.
Table.
This is all hip hop.
What was Nori's face?
They were looking crazy.
That's all I care about is what was Nori doing?
We're going to talk about it after. Nori knew we're going to talk about when the nigga leaves.
Yeah, Noriega is hilarious to me.
Noriega to be lightly sipping while letting the motherfucking.
That looked good, 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 good. Noriega be on the same
got
cup.
Drunk and was telling it all.
Oh my God.
Remember when Paul Pierce got stabbed up and shit?
Who was telling it?
Benzino.
Benzino. Oh, he was there? Was that? It. What the fuck? Why would he be talking about that?
Yeah, Paul Pierce was fucking with some bitches, some niggas, some gangster niggas woman from Boston.
And they
shit.
Caught him in the alley.
And he was getting physical and shit. And so.
Yeah, niggas a bad up. Motherfucker to stab a motherfucker, boy. Nigga. Shit.
And then they stab him in the face?
No, they poked his ass up in the stomach, I believe.
Oh, I thought he got in the face, too.
Or the arm. I don't know where he got, but he still played basketball after. So
yeah, no, yeah. I think it was the face.
They didn't get him no killing blow.
That's crazy.
I thought it was the chest or some shit.
You got to stab him. If you ain't, Paul Pierce is motherfucking 6, motherfucking 7. You know what I'm saying? He probably the average nigga, 6 foot, 6'1".
No, the average nigga is 5 something.
Well, if say he was that, then you got to stab that nigga.
Shoot that nigga.
He got stabbed 11 times in his face, neck, and body.
Damn.
And had a bottle smashed on his head.
Yeah.
September 25th,
2000. One nigga did all that to him? That nigga a beast.
Nah, I think it was a whole gang of niggas.
A couple niggas could probably right. Have
that nigga. Yeah, that nigga fought motherfucking Bruce Lee.
You know what I'm saying? They said Paul Pierce went out like a hoe, too, because he pointed them niggas out in court.
Paul Pierce ain't no gangster.
Nigga, he's a basketball like player. Me in my face.
One of them got 20 years and shit.
Damn. But, yeah, like, these niggas tried to kill me. But this nigga, wait, I don't want to see his ass for 20 years, nigga.
Yeah.
And they have families.
ESPN said, hold on.
They tried to kill that nigga. Stabbed that nigga in his face and his neck. You trying to kill him. You know exactly
nigga,
what you're
in the face and the neck?
You trying to kill him, motherfucker.
And the body, like
I had to try to slice a nigga arm or something.
Yeah, like fucking.
That nigga's fighting a prison nigga. That nigga he already been to the bin before.
He was getting shanked. He wasn't getting stabbed.
Oh shit! Straight.
Hey, Black History Month. I had to read this article about one of the many. A big contributor to the NAACP.
Okay.
Rachel Dolezal.
Man, they fucked her off, man. They fucked her off.
This bitch
she got fired from her school
for showing her pink meat.
They said she was plowing. They said she was double dildoing in some that motherfucker. One in the pink, one in the stink. And shit.
Damn.
Going to town on that motherfucker. But
I only see that on.
I was looking
on
for
OnlyFans.
I was looking for it on Twitter.
Ray, right, I don't want to see it.
It might be on Reddit. I'll be able to find it. If it's out there for free, I can find it.
But, let me get that.
But nigga. What's funny to me is her name. She changed her name to.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But if you
it's
change,
real African.
Well, if you change the letters around, it spells chicken.
Oh shit!
And I'm like, is she did she do that?
Just backwards, just change the letters straight around, or you gotta mix them up to spell it.
You just Google, gotta mix them up. But if
Google
you mix
is
them up,
getting on my nerves. I'm getting on Google's nerves tonight.
What's her African name? Let me see.
It's like Nkai
Nkechi or something. But if you, N K E C H I. N-K-E-C-H-I. If you spell change them up letters around, chicken.
She's keeping.
So she's slandering us?
I don't know. Is she playing in our face?
Yeah, she's motherfucking right. She's playing in our face.
Chicken Diallo. Chicken Amare Diallo.
That mean like adobo or something.
The nickname.
Almost chicken. Because wait. No.
It's missing a C.
It's one of them. It's one of them eat more chicken signs. Like.
The name Nkeche is a shortened Igbo name of Nigerian origin and means gift of God. Come on, Rachel.
Hey.
What? Hey. I can understand her wanting to change her name, right?
But she's trans. After it happened. Man. She's trans. She's
not trans. Oh, because she can choose.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah. So go out and be white.
Bruce Jenner's trans. A motherfucker was a man for 70 goddamn years. Yeah. Went to the Olympics and everything. Then he turned into an ugly ass bitch.
That's an awful looking female.
If he can be transgender,
like so ugly. I'm so sorry.
Transracial. Yeah.
But no, because I feel like there's a surgery for transgender. You can't be go outside and be white.
Can't you be a pre-op trans?
Go outside and be white. Go be white.
She's pre-op. Yeah.
Not pre-op.
She's pre-op transracial. She's a pre-op.
There is no op, nigga.
There's something that might not be invented yet. Give us no. But I saw this thing where this one big titty Swedish bitch got something pigment or something injected her ass to make her ass look black.
Yeah.
She looked like a goddamn fool, but she was dark.
Okay, but then go be white then.
Eddie Murphy did it.
Michael Jackson did it.
Dave Chappelle did it.
Michael Jackson was vitiligo.
Yeah.
Reverse vitiligo.
Not really.
Wait, reverse.
No, not reverse, regular.
That's what Uncle Rucker said he got reverse.
Well, he's supposed to be white, but he brown.
Then he's getting his own motherfucking show.
Nah, he's
bring back the Boondocks, man.
It seems like they say they're going to do it every couple of years, but nothing ever happens.
I just think niggas be lying.
Man, the Boondocks should have a run like The Simpsons.
For sure. Yeah, they definitely could have.
Family Guy type shit. You know
they definitely could have because they were great.
At no like, black show can have that.
No yeah. black show.
They don't.
They already canceled. Max has canceled so many of their black shows. I just don't touch Abbott Elementary. It's like the only thing we have left, basically. Unless we want to be watching a Tyler Perry show.
We're watching this shit on Max right now.
Oh, the game?
Yep.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't know it was on there.
Man, the East about to win this motherfucker.
They beat the shit out of LeBron and these old tired West niggas. But where's I at? Yeah. I don't know what to say about Rachel Dolezal. I was like, she can't catch a break.
Oh, but basically what happened is she's like an elementary school teacher now. Because remember, she was trying to braid hair, and then that we fucked her up when we told on her. And so now she was an elementary school teacher, but because she has an OnlyFans, and she started the OnlyFans since she's been a teacher, I think.
And she advertises on her public.
And she advertises it on her fucking right shit.
Public social media.
That's where she fucks up.
Where she's gotten fired.
Rachel, you got to be a little smarter.
You got to have a burner there, Chicken Diallo.
But yeah, she you said chicken. But she yeah. So she can't work at that school or in that school district no more.
Damn, hit from half court.
Right, that was crazy. So I don't know. I guess she's still feeling marginalized against her. Is it our fault?
But if her OnlyFans is paying good, then she don't need the fucking school job.
Yeah, spend all day double dildoing, girl.
They said the school job is paying her $19 an hour, so.
Oh, yeah, you can make that in one subscription.
Where's that at? In Arizona? Yeah.
Yeah.
Arizona.
Find me the tape, nigga. Show me the tape.
Well, yeah, she'd be like, yeah. Yeah, she'd be. But I feel like I heard about her OnlyFans already. Or maybe, I don't know.
I know I heard something going on Twitter last week that she had like a double dildo going, like I said, in both both sides.
Mm.
I was looking for that motherfucker. I got them in the search bar. I
wrote all types of shit.
I've seen some porn like that before. Kind of interesting.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Sounds like a lot happening at once.
I'd like to see her twist it up like that. I ain't gonna lie, I was intrigued.
Take a gander.
Why not? You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Take a look-see.
Healthy male. Want to see what's going on out there in the world.
I want to see what the chicks is out up to.
There's new shit going on. It's 2024. I've been out of the game a long
time. Rachel Dozell ain't no new chick, though.
Right.
How old is she?
She got to be in 40 her 40s.
Something.
But still, she got some, getting them subscribers.
46.
She got to be doing something to get them subscribers.
Yeah, I ain't mad at it.
Man, damn girl.
Fuck it, she look black sometimes.
I just want her.
And she was working for the blacks, too.
Yeah, yeah.
And we blew her shit up.
Yeah, niggas mad to fuck up a good thing. She was trying to get niggas reparations and some shit.
She was doing her thing, and niggas blew her spot up. And then
Don't let me go to sleep tonight thinking that Rachel Dolezal could have been the one to give me my reparations check, and I fucked it up.
Hey, there's going to be a white person somewhere in that motherfucker.
She was so close. But she, like, does art, too.
I think that's fucked up, though. I think they shouldn't have fired her. She should have told her, look, you're going to have to take that shit down off your personal shit or something.
Honestly, all this could have been avoided if she would have talked to her parents first and told them what she was trying to do.
Right. Yeah.
Her mom and the one who blew up her spot.
Yeah, they could have said she was adopted.
She got a podcast. Why is she saying that's her son? She got a black son?
Oh, my God. Well, no, she probably got. She had a black dude.
She do have black kids.
Yeah, she had a black dude.
Well, she still look real white in there.
There was a nigga.
Yeah, I'm going to look like.
She ain't going back to no white meat. she can't go back to no white meat. They'll call her a mutt.
Look like Clinton's wife standing in between.
She has completed her University of Arizona's Master Gardener program. So,
did you know how hot it is in motherfucking Arizona? You trying to be a gardener out there?
She does art. She has a podcast. She is living. She should be doing all right.
And she has a motherfucking OnlyFans.
Yeah.
She just, what you left off is a teaching job. She don't have no motherfucking.
She don't have that no more. Right. It should be okay.
Yeah, it should be all right.
It should be okay.
You
guys, huh? Oh, no, I'm looking at this other thing, but.
Okay, let's see. Oh, okay. This is cool to me, right? So there's this dude in China who pays about $210 a day for a bodyguard to like follow him and stuff because he's going home to his hometown. And so he hires this guy for $210 a day for like services. So, like, to follow him around and
just to make
fucking
him look
drive him places. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Basically, to impress his neighbors and local matchmakers so that he can try to find a wife.
$200?
$210 a day.
Yeah. Look like a big dog. You come in there with a driver who's a security guard. Oh, Jason Statham looking motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? People think you're the big dog.
He drives him from Beijing where he worked. To where he lives and provide other celebrity style services, including carrying his bag, holding his umbrella.
I'm showing up to the reunion with that nigga.
Honestly.
Not $200. That's $200 well spent. You trying to get you a wife too? Them hoes probably gonna see that and be like, yeah, he's a man.
So, okay, so apparently the land that his family has, the neighbors that they shared next to, there was like some shared land between the properties and like they were very hostile about it for years and years and years. But after this nigga came in with the Jason Statham nigga, like, and they saw that he was like doing okay, they just kind of just let his family have it.
They didn't want them problems. He probably looked like a motherfucking Yakuza or some shit.
Hell yeah.
But apparently this is something that is getting popular in China. Where people are doing this, hiring private bodyguard services and stuff to basically like flaunt their peacock feathers, right? Like to show like they the better nigga out of everybody over here. Would you guys? Well, I mean, I guess we already said it, but I mean, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah, $200. They need to raise the price.
Nah.
How long? How long do you get a motherfucker for $200? The whole night?
The whole day.
Hell.
210 for, I mean, well, it's 1500 yen, which is $210.
You get them for the whole day. That's a lick. Hell yeah.
$200, making $200.
They also provide female bodyguards. And the male bodyguards are well-trained in physical combat skills, business etiquette, and have a wealth of experience escorting celebrities.
Are female bodyguards well-trained in massage?
I don't know. But female bodyguards, they have them. And so they services that, like I said, security threats to picking children up from school, like literally all of this. They do all of this.
If it's just for show...
One mother said that she got...
I don't want no fucking female bodyguard. Sorry.
Yeah, you want a nigga. Hell for yeah. Sure.
Pause.
I'm yeah.
Just this bitch gonna do the, some motherfuckers run down on us and shit. Just turn around and
she gonna be like, stop. Yeah. But might
have some bear mace.
Yeah. She might stab you in the face and the neck and in the body.
Some type of utility belt or something.
But one mother said that she hired the service to stop her child from being forcibly taken away by her ex-husband during a custody trial.
Oh, okay. So they do goddamn get busy then.
Yeah, another bodyguard has been hired in another situation to prevent a former romantic partner from ruining their wedding.
Wash your door.
Yeah, hey, don't, this bitch, yeah, don't this let this bitch, right here, don't let this bitch, you see her across the street, call, like, get her the fuck up out of here. Yeah. But basically, they're just simply hired to look good in front of people, and yeah.
I know what that's like. I used to model. Just saying. Gotta remind people sometimes about my, people don't know about my resume sometimes.
You was, what, 17 in a foreign country?
Damn right. I was hot shit.
He was, they didn't have a lot of niggas to choose from.
The one they chose the pictures? Best of the best. Hell no.
Dang.
Well, you know what? I think, actually, somebody on Facebook does.
You should post it on the, what you call it?
One of the dudes on my basketball team, or on the basketball team, his mom was the recruiter, the modeling recruiter.
Oh, so she hella got your headshots.
She got all our. I mean, I don't know if they still got those pictures. This is from like in the '80s and shit. But yeah, I was out there. I did several types, magazine and motherfucking runway. You know what I'm saying? Nigga was out there modeling.
I don't know.
Eating good Korean food and shit. You know what I'm saying? But yeah. What about the maggots?
What?
Oh, the Delta flight.
Delta flight forced to turn back after maggots fall on passengers from overhead compartment. Shit, I'd be flying first class Delta wherever the fuck I wanted to for the rest of my motherfucking life.
Yeah, $30 meal tickets.
Called the maggots. That's disgusting.
The flight was transporting travelers from Amsterdam to Detroit, Michigan when a passenger's suitcase containing rotting fish was in the overhead bin and opened up, resulting in maggots falling on the passengers and a plane turning around.
See, the only part that threw me off about that is he wrapped up some rotten fish because it already had to have flies and shit on it, right? To have maggots growing. And
well, I mean, the flies could have been the maggot. The flies could have laid eggs. And
wait,
shit.
Wait.
Right, but
wait. This is in somebody's suitcase that they just came and brought to the airport.
Yeah.
Why?
Put it on the plane.
In the overhead bin.
And they were 2 hours into the flight. So the maggots had to be.
Already in there, like right. Yeah. Maggots can't just like yeah. Right.
And a lot of them, if they falling out the motherfucking ceiling,
yeah,
you know what I'm because the bin
might
is closed.
Might have been a lot of fish too.
They're inside the bag.
Yeah.
Ew.
They crawl out the bag. Said the fish was wrapped in newspaper.
Yeah, that's what fucking the disgusting. Fuck?
But I'm that made me think because you fly with fish, but your shit is frozen dry. Frozen. It's right.
Yeah. Not a dry ice, regular fucking ice.
Yeah,
regular 7-Eleven ice.
Right.
Okay. They deep cleaned the plane.
Mm-hmm.
The bag, the fish was placed in a bag to be destroyed. Honestly, your whole suitcase got to go.
That's what it read. Like they destroyed the whole shit.
Oh, and the suitcase containing the fish was placed in the bag to be destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
8,000 air miles, hotel room comp, $30 meal ticket. And that's it.
That's it.
No, you had to give me a lot more than that.
I'm going to need more than that. Because
I'd have PTSD.
The motherfucker, yeah.
If I'm the one it fell on.
PTSD like a motherfucker.
Please.
No, like.
PTSD. You're going to pay me good.
Maggots falling out of the ceiling.
My sleep pattern's fucked up. I ain't slept good since it happened. I'm going to go see the psychiatrist. They gonna diagnose me.
And this was from where to where?
Amsterdam to Detroit.
Yeah.
Ew, so what the fuck?
Right.
I'm thinking niggas is coming from like a foreign, like weird place where like
got that fish from a fish market in Amsterdam. Probably didn't keep it all nice.
And got it at the beginning of his trip, like, because again, by the time that it was on the plane, the maggots was already there.
He could have bought it, so that's thinking into it like that. He probably bought it, and they was like, "Yeah, we got you." Wrapped up some old fish, just all they got the flies away from that motherfucker. Wrapped it up real quick. Oh yeah, you going out of town? You fly here? Yeah, yeah, it'll make it. Take this old dirty ass fish and get it the fuck out of our restaurant or our chop house, wherever the fuck alley.
They say I'm on Reddit following where this came up, and it says that it costs Delta around $200,000 just to turn around like that.
Right. I'm like, why is this? I mean, take that fish. It wasn't a problem. Just had maggots. Put that shit in the back of the back and let's keep flying. Turn this motherfucker around.
Have you ever had the airplane pay for your room and shit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me too, and that shit is never convenient.
No.
It's like, I was like, cool that y'all paid for my room, but nigga, I wanted to be home today, the day that I fucking planned to be back from my vacation and shit.
We got an extra day in Cancun, and so he's like, yeah, fuck it, let's kick it.
Oh my goodness. This is disgusting. It's making my eye itch.
Yeah, and we was in a better hotel. We was in a different hotel. It was dope.
See, so it says, so somebody says, to have maggots spilling out means that there was a lot of flies laying eggs and fish. There would be tons of fly eggs and casings, even if the bag would be wiggling and moving and have an immense amount of trap gas. I find it hard to believe that the passenger didn't notice any of these signs.
I hope they wasn't going to come out.
The motherfuckers probably hatched the hour in, and that other hour they wiggled their motherfucking nasty ass about it.
What are y'all doing tonight? Y'all doing anything tonight?
No.
Think I'm gonna go to Pizza Rock.
Well, that sounds good.
I'm like, been feeling for some good pizza and shit, and they got the motherfucking best.
They do.
I can't drench it in. I drenched my shit in the oil last time. I put too much oil on that shit. That pepper
That's
oil.
That's pepper oil, yeah.
Go light on the pepper oil. I might not even put none. I'm just take my own hot sauce.
I might save that for Wednesday. My throat kind of hurts, so it's not comfortable to eat for real. So I wouldn't want to waste Pizza Rock. Pizza Rock is like the best.
It's fucking good.
It's delicious. And it's just got so many different kinds of pizza.
I get the same kind every time I fucking go.
Yeah, no, but like for people who like, you know, you go to a pizza place and it's just like New York style pizza.
Oh, yeah.
Like they have like all types of pizza. Like all types. Like all types. It's great.
Domino's today.
He said Domino's.
Yeah, I've had some good old Domino's. With three fucking toppings is all I need.
$7.99 one topping.
Pepperoni, jalapeno, and pineapple. I'm good.
Ugh. Yeah, I'm not putting no fucking pineapple.
I ain't putting no fruit on my pizza.
Y'all don't know what you fucking.
Too bad.
No sweet on my motherfucking pizza.
It goes with it. I'm telling you.
I bet it does. Enough of you motherfuckers eat it. You, the Ninja Turtles. Bunch of other motherfuckers.
Ninja Turtles.
There's some good movies coming out soon, man. Like within the next couple of weeks. You plan on going to see any? Like, do you still watch movies in the theater?
Nah.
At all? Not if it's something you really want to see, or you just don't give a fuck.
If it's something I really want to see, what's coming out?
Well, I'm going to go see Dune when that comes out.
I'm not interested.
Was the first one good on the new one, the newer Dune? Was that good?
Yeah, it was good.
Okay.
Godzilla. Godzilla and Kong, I'm going to go see that shit in the theater when it comes out, the new one. That. You see Kong got the thing on his arm, the mechanical shit. Because you saw when he was fighting, two things happened.
Like Jax?
In the preview. No, like a mechanical cast, it looked like. But you saw in the preview, the new preview, he's fighting the monster, the new thing, or the new ape thing. And it has like a whip chain type shit. And he throws it at Kong and it wraps around his hand. Another thing, something was coming out of the shadows and like blasting them with something like freezing air, and then he was holding up his thing to it, and it looked like he might have got like frostbite or some shit. Something gonna happen to his hand, I think. But
what was that little ass monkey?
That's the son of Kong. No, that's like,
that's not the bad guy.
No.
Okay,
no.
I was like, what the fuck?
It's like a baby. Like there's some supposed to be like some other Kongs and that bit, like little Kongs.
Gotta be. Yeah, if he had that little big motherfucker.
I'm gonna go see that shit in the theater. I was watching previews because I watched the previews on YouTube. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so do I.
And
I'll be into them shits too.
There's a couple of movies I plan on going to see in the theater. Some movies I just say fuck it and watch at home, but some I like. You know what I'm saying?
The Color Purple is already on Max.
DVD man would have been passing them motherfuckers out the first day.
Hell yeah.
2 days my before the regular drop.
My mom would have had that motherfucker. Shit.
He said it's like, already on Max.
I'm saying it's already on Max. And so, like, honestly, like,
30-day run in theaters.
It almost don't even be worth going to see movies unless you for real just want to see it in the movie theater because,
yeah, like, that's what I'm saying.
It's going to come out in, like, give it 2 days.
Some
like,
movies I just want to see on the big screen. Like that Godzilla Kong shit, I want to see that on the big screen.
This is a big screen.
I was going to say, this is big enough for me.
Yeah, but, like, I like to hear Godzilla.
You want to feel, you want to hear the roar.
Godzilla makes his noise and shit in the theater, that should be loud as fuck. I want to get me a surround sound system. That's what I need to get. Like the
with
type
the
that you put in the walls
in the
and
walls,
shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got to look into that shit. That Best Buy is having their fucking President's Day sale too right now. So
that's what's up.
Taylor Rooks flying in a motherfucker.
Who is that?
Taylor Rooks.
Yeah, she is cute. I don't know. She fine.
She works for ESPN, I think, or ABC, or one of them motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, that's about it. Y'all got anything else y'all want to talk about?
No, not really. I don't think. No.
Treya.
You want to talk about Dre?
Vegas hip hop beef.
We good.
Nah, I ain't got no beef. I ain't got no beef at all.
Niggas be having beef.
Yeah, niggas is just weird. I sound like Woo. Because he be saying that shit all the time.
This Hulk Hogan garlic cookie is pretty fucking good.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I haven't even gotten to the half.
I wonder if they have any sales strong, tomorrow. Though. I wonder if they have any sales at the dispensary tomorrow.
For veterans.
President's Day. It's a holiday, right?
That's military shit.
I guess.
No, I'm saying it's a holiday. They have fucking they have all kinds of sale for every other holiday of the motherfuckers.
Yeah.
True that.
All right, Ray. Tell everybody where they can find you.
At RaySun724, Twitter, IG, The Ray Sun Report on YouTube, The Fifth Element Hip Hop. And shit, that's it, man, I think.
You can find me at Chris, K-H-R-I-S _ on IG, and it's _ Chris on Twitter, at KOD Nails on IG. Okay, bye.
Follow the show, 420 in Vegas Podcast on Facebook, IG, TikTok, and Twitter. Follow me at VegasZay _420 on Twitter, and VegasZay on Facebook, IG, and TikTok.
All right. I'm glad I went to Walmart before I came here, because I am too high right now. Like, this is not life.
That's why you was late.
Yeah. Shut up. It was like 1 minute, nigga. Adam Reaper. 420 and I got some cuz she trying to slide 520 and back. Just to spite me. With my partner's getting high. 520 and back. 520 and back. Yeah. 520 and back. I got some cuz she trying to slide 520 and back. I'm with my partner's getting high. 520 and back. 520 and back. Yeah. Just left the plug, finna pin my brother up. Just got a smoking, finna roll another one. Put some wax in my blunt, man, that shit had me stuck. And my eyes hella low, cause I stay high as fuck. I've been smoking out the pound, but it still ain't enough. I don't wanna hit y'all weight, cause I think that is bunk. If